Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong to feel angry about things. Everybody gets angry thoughts and angry feelings sometimes. And sometimes our anger can be very justified. And if it's about something really serious, probably the best thing to do is discuss it with an adult you can really trust, someone whose judgment you respect, so they can help you deal with it. And then there are other situations where, you'll probably agree, that very often it's more a case of you needing to control those angry feelings and stop them controlling you. It's a question of knowing how to handle that anger in an appropriate way. Stop feelings, stop actions and hurtful words getting out of hand. Stop that temper hurting you or anybody else. It's more a question of learning to deal with strong feelings in a calmer way and control them right at the start, so that even if a situation or a person seems quite unfair, you're able to stop your anger going over the top and out of proportion. The good thing is that the most effective way to begin to deal with angry feelings is very simple. First, you use your breathing to calm and control your body. Breathe in the calm and breathe out the tension. Second, you use the power of your amazing brain to calm and control your mind. Just like a very powerful mental computer, and reprogram your reactions. Third, you practice the changes and create a new habit groove in your mind. First, in your imagination, and then in everyday life. So let's go back to your breathing. It's very simple. Simple is good. Simple is easy to remember. First, imagine that the air around you is a very calming, cooling colour. And with each in-breath, allow this calming, cooling colour to spread around your mind and spread around your body. That's it. Notice how your in-breath cools and calms. And now, think back to the situation where your feelings got out of control. Be there now in your mind for a moment. And notice the trigger or triggers that started up that angry burst of temper. Maybe someone's words, their tone of voice, an unfair comment, a look on their face. Maybe not getting your own way. And then become aware of where the feelings are starting up inside you. Probably feeling quite hot. Notice what colour these feelings are. Notice the thoughts in your head. And then, stop. This is when you can take control of your feelings. This is when you can take control of your thoughts. Stop the feelings spiralling out of control.